time to talk to Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line now. Good morning, Freddie.
Good morning, boys. Good to be with you.
Always.
How are we, Freddie?
I'm good. I had a little water in the ear there last week, but I got her out with some wax melter that you pour in your ear and then a lot of Q-tips. You know, it's funny because I have this wax built up in one ear and not the other. The other one's clean as a whistle. So I was a little disturbed. I started digging in this ear that, you know, was holding the water, and I'm pulling out all this wax. I know this sounds gross.
No, you got to.
I'm going through all these Q-tips, right, and big. I mean, I could have made a nice candle, a nice place setting.
You should have for your lovely bride.
So, but, and so I'm thinking, I'm a bit of a pig here. Like, I got all this wax. I'm a very unsanitary man. My personal hygiene is not up to scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ear had nothing.
Huh.
Like,
strange.
No wax at all in the one ear. Tons of wax in the other ear.
You should go get, it's called candling.
I did. I had that 2 years ago.
Yeah. It seems to work pretty good.
I hear it's a bit of a scam. You know, they pull the thing out and they show you all this junk, but apparently it comes from the actual candle that they stick in your... I don't know.
Well, listen...
That's just a rumor.
The lovely Maria would have a discussion with you about that because that was part of her profession for a while there.
Isn't that wonderful? She earns her living by pulling wax out of people's ears. I hope she got paid a lot.
She did. She did that. She pulled all sorts of things out of people, Freddie. When you're an esthetician, you're popping zits and... breaking blackheads.
Oh, my goodness. Is she still in this business?
Yeah, well, she teaches now. She teaches the girls how to pull the hairs and pop the zits.
Are you dealing with the ear hair yet, Freddie?
Yes, my wife is constantly pulling it out of my... And on my back, every so often I'll get these long 5 or 6 inch hairs, single hairs on my back, and she'll say, come over here. And I said, what? Look at that.
The nose
hairs. I said, well, I can't see it because it's on my back. And then she pops it and it hurts.
That's a great thing about having a wife. Women seem to love to pop the zits and pull the hair.
Mm-hmm.
The nose hair is an issue, too, I found, as I'm getting a little older. And the eyebrows are growing rapidly now, Freddie.
They become bushy. Speaking of your wife doing things, my feet tend to be quite gnarly, and I don't clip my toenails as often as I should.
Right.
So my wife's constantly on me about wearing open-toed sandals, right?
She gets embarrassed,
and walking around up north, they get dirty, and that's the one thing she will not do for me is clip my toenails. She won't. I've asked her, please clip my toenails. Absolutely not. I said, you know, you can clip my toenails and you get one of those scrub brush things that takes the corns down or whatever you call those hard parts. She won't have any part of it.
No.
But you know, last week at Christmas, she bought me these nail clippers, this little Nike set.
Mm.
And they had the regular size nail clippers, I guess, for your finger nails.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this really big pair, right? I guess for your toenails. So I put my foot up on the sink there last week in our bathroom, which totally disgusted her, but it's the only way I could get at it because, like most men my age, there's a little issue between my boobs and my groin called a gut.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. I understand totally.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I grabbed these big toenail clippers and I clamped down. I broke the thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It exploded in my hand. And it was just like the toenails looking back at me going, oh, you've got to be kidding.
I'm not doing this.
And it couldn't handle my toenails. Now, I take, that EFA, the fish oil stuff.
Okay. Does it work?
Well, apparently it really helps your nails. And I'm just wondering it's been helping my nails make them stronger and shinier that...
Now, let me ask you this, Freddie. Are they just thick or are they discolored and thick?
Because, they're discolored. Well, they're thick.
You
they're
need to see
uneven. It. They're
okay. Well, here's what you got, Freddie.
They're gnarly.
Because my dad had the same thing, and oh my God, I'm getting to this point too. Mine have gone a bit off in color, and supposedly it's a bit of a fungus is what you got going on there. You got yourself a bit of algae under your toenails.
Really?
Freddie, you got the fungus.
And we've got
we've
been running these commercials here in town, this Windsor Clinical Research that wants people with the bad toenails and the bad feet to come in because I understand they got some new medicine for it. So,
well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go over there to your Canadian Tire. I'm going to go to the pool section. I'm going to get myself some concentrated liquid algicide and just have a little bit of a foot bath.
May as well.
Yeah, that'll fix
it. It'll be a lot cheaper than going to the drugstore.
No, that's true. Listen, you know what my dad did? He got to the point, he had the same problem with the nail clippers not working. He actually went and got himself wire cutters. He cut to this day, still cuts his toenails with wire clippers.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that because I've done that as well, little side cutters. Yeah. It works great.
And yet we're still married and our wives still will continue to lie down in bed with us.
Yes. But often my wife will check my feet before I get in bed. Let me see your feet. No word of a lie, because when I'm up north wearing my sandals and I'm playing bocce on the beach and, you know, day-to-day northern activity with sandals on, you do tend to get some dirt ground into the bottom of your feet. And there has been occasion where I have been told not to get into bed until I go and scrub the bottom of my feet. And I'm giving you personal stories, but that's what this is all about, right?
Sure it is. We've all been there. And and your wife has been spending a good part of her life raising two sons and a daughter.
Yes. Good point. Very much so.
Yes, sir. Listen, I thought this was very funny, and I can connect. Not only can we connect on the toe-level discussion and hair growing out of places it's not supposed to, but I, too, Freddie, have been in your predicament when it comes to old technology and your video camera.
Right.
I had the exact same thing years ago when my eldest son was born. I went out and bought this video camera to tape his first steps and his first meal and all these things, and I very carefully went and dubbed them all down onto VHS tapes, but I also have a stack of them that still need dubbing down, and my video camera has long since crapped out. And so I've done some pricing on this, and it's about $200 if you've got 5, 6, 7 hours of stuff that needs dubbing down.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and so I put out the plea on CanadianSinker.com, and I've had some positive response, and I'm so happy because my daughter's getting married September 4th, and we want to put together a little video. And I know on these little tapes there's some great video when she was like 7, 8, 9 years old because she was quite the ham, right?
Right.
And I want that stuff, and it's so frustrating to have the tapes and no way to play them back. And unless I know a last resort, you can go to those places, but I'd rather have a camera myself and just go through it and grab the stuff I want because there's hours of, like, hockey games.
Right.
That when you look back a couple of years ago, what was I thinking when I videoed this?
Yeah.
You know?
When I started the process of dubbing them all down to VHS, I just keep hitting the pause button. And you think, okay, here's a scene of my son, you know, eating his first solid food. So you dub over like 5 minutes of that. And when you're dubbing it, you think, well, that's a perfect little time. And then you go back and watch it, and 5 minutes seems like 5 hours.
I know. And, you know, mine goes way back, too. I have video of my son having his first solid dump.
A proud day.
Show that on his wedding day, Freddie. His new bride will love you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta love the kids. Now,
can you say that in Windsor?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Nobody's listening. Oh, Freddie. Well, look, you got to do what you got to do. And now, have you found with the videotape, too, that with your kids, like I know we went crazy taping Daniel, our eldest. You know, there's every moment of his life from the time he was born up until, you know, once the video camera crapped out. With my youngest son, David, there's the moment he was born, and then he's 12.
Yeah.
There's not the excitement with the second one.
No, you're right. Mm. Absolutely.
And feel bad.
Yeah, it's sad that that happens, you know. And conversely, your first one, you have all these rules and you're very strict, and the second one, by then you've got the parenting thing down a bit and you're a little more lax.
Yeah, you've given
up. So the first one wonders why the second one's getting away with everything they couldn't get away with. So
exactly.
Part of being a parent.
Uh-huh. Well, my parents had no idea what they were doing with me, and it shows, but Amy turned out good, so they got it right the second time.
That's right.
All right, Freddie, we got to move along. As always, though, we'll continue to read our favorite blog, that being CanadianThinker.com.
Oh, I'm loving you, boys.